Welcome back. All right, it's time for us to take a look at some interesting criminals in the news and see maybe if we can determine the moral of the story. You ready? Back in April of 2010, a 36-year-old police officer in Wales, now we have to go all the way to England for this one, he met up with a married woman, well, and he had very interesting relations with her while he made the apparent traffic stop. It was found out, it came to be understood that he got to know her very, very well.
Uh-huh.
He was fired. But on Monday, an appeals panel ruled that he should keep his job. Why? Because during the tryst, he only dropped his pants down to his ankles. And that meant he could easily reach down and grab his gun if there had been an emergency. So there it is. The officer is going to keep his job because,
come on,
even though he was
really
going above and beyond and other prepositions on duty, he had his gun ready to go.
This goes to show you that, once again, people in Britain and Europe view sex differently than we do here in America.
So what is the moral of the story? If you're going to take advantage of the circumstance, make sure you keep your pants right around your ankles.
What caliber gun did he carry?
They don't go into that, but apparently did the job. All right, so the next one we go to Russia now.
Uh-huh.
A surgeon in Russia was working with the police, and he removed a bit of heroin from a drug mule's stomach. You know what they'll do? Sometimes they'll swallow a balloon of heroin in order to transport it. Well, then, as the investigation went on and they were getting ready to go to trial, the evidence keepers discovered that, some of the heroin is missing. And earlier this week, the cops figured out what had happened to it. That's right. When they went to the surgeon, he was just baked out of his mind on heroin. He, too, is now facing 15 years in prison for theft and drug possession.
How desperate do you have to be a drug mule and swallow the plastic bags of heroin, knowing that these guys probably use the cheapest plastic bags they can find?
Dude,
they're certainly not using the expensive kind.
Well, dude, you're missing the point. The doctor shot up with the heroin he stole out of the guy's stomach. That's how desperate you...
How can you not think you're going to be caught in that situation?
That's nasty.
Mm.
That's disgusting. Hey, look what I found in this guy's entrails. I think I'll cook it down and shoot it in my veins. All right. So, next story comes to us from...
Florida!
Yeah, baby! And now your Florida-ism. Around 4:45 a.m. on Friday, a 36-year-old man in Florida called 911 to report that he'd been night swimming with his girlfriend and lost sight of her.
Aw.
That was the only part of the story that was actually kind of true. The reason they'd been swimming is because they were robbing yachts. After a short search, she turned up on the shore, breaking into cars. Both of them were arrested and are facing a myriad of charges at this point.
If she gets him alone, look out. You called the cops? Really?
What's the matter with you? And a woman in California was celebrating her birthday on Sunday. A waitress accidentally gave her back the wrong credit card. Instead of doing the honorable thing, she went across the street to a mall and went on a shopping spree.
Hmm.
She took so long that the card's rightful owner was able to call the credit card company, track her down while she was still shopping, and have her arrested.
You're supposed to do that quickly if, in fact, it happens, right?
Well, you hit it and quit it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Get in, get out, and get it done. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
We start off with the world of entertainment. There's a shocker. A city in South Carolina has named a road after Hootie and the Blowfish's lead singer, Darius Rucker. Apparently, the road starts off in a vaguely rocky area and then goes straight into the country. Jennifer Garner says she wants to be thought of as more than Ben Affleck's wife, especially since that title rightfully belongs to Matt Damon.
Oh, cut it out. They're just good friends.
Mm-hmm. Cher and Lady Gaga have released a new single, and that sound you just heard, was every male J.Crew manager on Earth's head exploding. The $448 million Powerball jackpot was won by 16 co-workers in New Jersey. Apparently, they plan to use the money to buy this week's supply of Axe body spray. The U.S. deficit is at a 5-year low. Congratulations to you, Tom. 5-year low, the U.S. deficit. That's right. It's gone from something that will bankrupt our great-great-great-grandchildren just to something that will bankrupt our great-great-grandchildren.
Well, we're moving in the right direction.
Uh-huh. North Korea has developed its first smartphone. How about that? Which means North Koreans will finally be able to text each other about how hungry they are. Quote, oh, me so hungry!
And watch Gangnam Style videos.
A Vietnamese man and his son have spent the last 40 years living in an isolated treehouse, completely cut off from society. And yet, as you'd probably expect, they're still sick of the Kardashians. Joe Biden is considering a run for president in 2016. Biden promises that if he is elected, he'll definitely choose a better vice president than Obama did. And last but not least, in the world of sports, my favorite subject matter of all time, we move to Baseboro. The Boston Red Sox have released a new cologne. The Red Sox fans now can smell like aged sandalwood and lavender rather than stale Jameson and cabbage. That has been a quick look at the news. Please use all the information we've given you for good and not for evil.
I shouldn't even be alive. I know. You look at my life on paper, you're like, this is an obituary. This guy's... You're like, you should cherish life. Every day is a gift. Yeah, keep the receipt on some of those. Return some of those for store credit. I know. Like at least 3 times a week... I will microwave food, grab it with my hands, think, oh, this is burning my flesh, and then immediately think, well, then quick, put it in your mouth. That's not a blueprint for survival. That's not how you stick around. I eat garbage. I eat the same way Doc Brown fuels the DeLorean at the end of Back to the Future. Did somebody hit a trash can with a time machine? Well, I'm making lunch. What are you talking about? What? Vitamins. Where we're going, we don't need vitamins.
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.